And now from one tale of innocence to a very different one. Here's commentator John McCann getting a little mushy about his young daughter and his priorities.
Let me tell you about a first date I had with a girl I love. There was tossed salad and ice cream and cornbread because my daughter, what, who'd you think I was talking about, wanted pizza. See, she's three, and we'd never eaten out, not just the two of us. So we ended up at a salad buffet that had other stuff on the menu, including that pizza that she wanted. You know, as I think about it, my daughter essentially asked me out on the date. Little did she know, her mama did the same thing a little more than 8 years earlier. Yeah, I'm not trying to say I'm all that, but you know. Well, anyway, it won't be long before some dude other than me will sit across the table looking into Karis's eyes. Man, the thought breaks my heart. I mean, I want to be the only man in her life, even though she pulls and tugs my emotions like Play-Doh. There was this time when she was two. I was heading out the door, and the child threw a pure fit. Made me feel as good as I don't know what, though, because she needed me, you see. I was the man. I was Big Daddy. But as much as I wanted to sit there and bask in the hype for my number one fan, I knew it would turn into an all-day affair if I didn't find a way to shut it down real quick, which meant tricks and games to distract Karis so I could tip out. So, instructing the girl to sit on the couch, I did something or other to create a smokescreen that gave me a window of opportunity to ease away. I made my move. And Karis hollered. "She's not stupid," my wife told me. Now, see, this went on and on, at which I grew weary of the hype for my number one fan. I imagine it's the way big-time athletes and entertainers eventually tire of all the attention and refuse to sign autographs or otherwise accommodate an adoring public. "Want some marshmallows, Karis?" offered my wife, bailing me out. Baby girl bit. And at last, with that hook in her jaw, a sure opportunity to escape presented itself. Yet Karis was torn. She had one eye on the kitchen, where Mom and the marshmallows were, but her other eye was on Big Daddy. Poor child, caught in the middle, I could see the two caption clouds suspended in mid-air on each side of her noggin. One stated, "Choose Daddy," while the other shouted, "Are you nuts? Pick the marshmallows." My wife came out with some marshmallows on a paper towel. Karis began squishing them between her teeth. Perfect. I hit the door, emancipated at last. But my keys. I didn't have my car keys. And retrieving them meant re-entering the front door, confronting Karis, and starting the whole game of deception all over again. Yet, I had to get to work. Can't crank up the 97 Honda Civic without my keys, a sentiment obviously lost on my wife. "See," said Pam, glaring at me for botching the stall tactic. "I gotta get my keys. Don't see me," I fussed, irked at my wife's frustration. So I get the keys and I turn toward the door, fully expecting Karis to begin howling since Big Daddy was walking out of her life again. But do you know what that little girl told me? "Bye-bye, Daddy." Can you believe that? Sold out for a few crummy marshmallows.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.